Hi, this is David. If you're serious about your health and performance, what you put in your body matters. That's why for many years I cut out snack foods, since so many are filled with unhealthy, if not downright harmful, ingredients. However, that's changed in recent weeks, thanks to Thrive Market. I've been trying their healthier, organic snacks like Simple Mills crackers, Magic Spoon protein treats, Go Macro bars, and my new favorite, Love Corn sea salt crunchies. Thrive Market doesn't just sell snacks. They've got you covered for all your healthy grocery shopping needs, and at great prices. You also can get top-tier vitamins and supplements for longevity, recovery, and a good energy boost. They even carry antioxidant-rich green tea and anti-inflammatory superfoods. Want to upgrade your health? Go to thrivemarket.com/inspirational for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's THRIVE market.com/inspirational. thrivemarket.com/inspirational. Thank you.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from The Shining Gateway by James Allen, published in 1915. The Wise Man, The Wise Woman, by adding thought to thought and deed to deed, in ways of good, builds their character. Little by little, they accomplish their noble ends, in quiet, patient works, diligently. Daily they build into their heart and mind pure thoughts, high aspirations, selfless deeds, until at last the edifice of truth is finished, and behold, there rises and appears the temple of perfection. There is no sure indication of confusion and decadence in spiritual matters than the severance of morality from religion. He is a highly moral man, but he is not religious. She is exceptionally good and virtuous, but is not at all spiritual, are common expressions on the lips of many people who regard religion as something quite distinct from goodness, purity, and right living. If religion be regarded merely and only as worship, combined with adherence to a particular form of faith, then it would be correct to say they are a very good person, but not religious, in some instances, just as it would be equally correct to say they are an immoral person, but very religious, in other instances. For murderers, thieves, and other evildoers are sometimes devout worshippers and zealous adherents to a creed. Such a narrowing down of religion, however, would render much of the Sermon on the Mount superfluous, from a religious point of view, and would confuse the means of religion with its end, the idolizing of the letter of religion to the exclusion of the spirit. And this is what actually occurs when morality is severed from religion, and is regarded as something alien and distinct from it. Religion has a broader significance than this, and the most obscure creed embodies in its ritual some longing human cry for that goodness, that virtue, that morality, which many, with thoughtless judgment, divorce from religion, and is not a life of moral excellence, of good and noble character, of pure heartedness, the very end and object of religion? Is it not the substance and the spirit, of which worship and adherence to a form of faith are but the shadow and the letter? In religion, as in other things, there are a means and an end, the methods and the attainment. Worship, beliefs about God, adherence to creeds, these are some of the means. Goodness, virtue, morality, these are the end. The methods are many and various, and they are embodied in countless forms of faith. But the end is one, the grandeur of noble character. Thus the moral individual, far from being irreligious because they may not openly profess some form of worship, possesses the substance of religion, diffuses its spirit, and has attained its end. When the sweet kernel of religion is found and enjoyed, the shell, protective and necessary in its place, has served its purpose and may be dispensed with. Let not this, however, be misunderstood. The moral individual does not refer to one who has only an outward form of morality, appearing moral in the eyes of the world, but keeping their vices secret. Nor does it refer to those whose morality extends only to legal limits, nor to those who are proud of their morality, for pride is the reverse of moral. It refers to those who delight in noble character, who are gracious, gentle, unselfish, and thoughtful, who, being good at heart, pour forth the fragrance of pure thoughts and good deeds. By moral is meant the good, the kind, the noble, and the true-hearted. A person may call themselves a Christian, a Jew, a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Hindu, or by any other name, and be immoral. But if you are kind-hearted, if you are true and noble and beautiful in character, in a word, if you are moral, then you are an inhabitant of the holy city in which there is no temple. You are, by example and influence, a regenerator of humankind. You are among the children of light.